There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious years of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy!
By the means of radio, call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning, right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege to come to you. We'd like to give you directions to our church so you can come out and pay us a visit. That's right, if you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68 approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68 approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. You want to know more about the 5 Mile Holiness Church? Go to our website. That's right. We have a website you can go to. That's www.5milehc.org. Again, that's one word, www.5milehc.org. You can go to that website, click on the sermon link, and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. That's right. If you miss a Sunday and maybe you're out of town and maybe you got other things you was doing and you missed the broadcast, you can go to the website, click on the sermon link, and get caught up. That's right. We try to update that monthly. Also, we have a guest link you can click on and hear our guest speakers throughout the year that we have here preaching for us, and no doubt you'll find a favorite. We want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that make this broadcast possible, because without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning. Want to give a holler out to Harold and Louise Brummett from Buford, Ohio. We appreciate you, Brother Harold, Sister Louise, and all that you do at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. And we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. We also want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio. Faithful listeners, faithful contributors, right here to the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. And I'll tell you what, we appreciate you, Anita advance, and we pray this broadcast is a blessing to you. If you've enjoyed this broadcast throughout the years we've been on the radio now, this September will be 3 years we've been on C103. I know time's just a flying by. No doubt we've accumulated some regular listeners. And if you've enjoyed this broadcast throughout the years and you've been touched by it, we would like to know about that. Would you take the time, sit down, drop us a line, let us know the likes and the dislikes. And if you got a prayer request, put it in there. And we'll pray over it and give you a holler out on the radio. Send all correspondence to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. And we'll get that. Amen. And pray over it and give you a holler. We got a few announcements we want to give before we get into the message today. Don't forget our revival. We're starting revival. That's right, March the 25th through the 31st. That's all the way to Easter Sunday morning with Brother Jody Pascarella from Missouri. And I tell you what, he preached for us last year, done a phenomenal job, and excited about what God's going to do this year. So take the time, mark your calendar, come out. Even if you've got a home church, you can come out and pay us a visit. Get to know more about Five Mile Holiness Church right here in 286 in Mount Orb. Now, that is March the 25th. Starts on a Monday night. And that'll go all the way through Sunday morning, Easter Sunday. And we start Easter Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Excited about the revival. And we know God's going to do great things. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God. Again, it takes the Lord to preach. And if God be my helper today, I want to preach to you, amen, out of the book of John. Out of the book of John chapter 9. John chapter 9. And the word of God reads like this in verse number 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, and then he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. That night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat into the ground and made a clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is to be interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which were before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is this not the one that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore they said unto him, How were thine eyes open? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, Go into the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received my sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought him to the Pharisees. Him at aforetime was blind, and as it was the Sabbath day, when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was division among them. They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him, that he may open thy eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that received his sight. And they asked him, saying, Is your own son, who you say was born blind, how then doth he now see? His parents answered then and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He's of age, ask him, and he shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the blind man and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, that where I was blind and now I see. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach to you out of the book of John chapter 9 on this story of the blind man. I would like to preach to you today on one thing I know. One thing I know. Praise be to God. The man answered the Pharisees during this cross-examination, amen, of this disbelief that he was blind and now can see, through their examination and through them interrogating him. Amen. The man said in his last quote, as he walked out of the synagogue, or as he was put out of the synagogue, amen, because of unbelief, he said unto the Pharisees, I do not know this man. I know not if he's a sinner or not. But one thing that I do know, I was blind and now I see. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. This is one thing that I do know. I was blind and now I see. I want you to know, my friend, God takes this chapter, amen, in John chapter 9 to explain to us, amen, how that he can take us from darkness and bring us to his marvelous light. How that God can open our eyes to sin, help us to realize how deep and how far we are from God. And after he opens our eyes, we'll do exactly what the blind man did here in the 9th chapter. The Bible said, amen, when they put him out of the synagogue in verse 35, and Jesus said unto him, dost thou believest God? He answered and said, who is the Lord that I might believe on him? Jesus said unto him, that thou both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said unto the Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. My friend, I want you to know today, amen, when you get in contact with the Lord, and the Lord opens your eyes and helps you to understand where you are and where you're going, instantaneously, my friend, you'll worship him. Amen. It's an instantaneous thing that comes from within the heart. Amen. Praise be to God when you realize what God has done in your life. My friend, I want you to know today when this blind man realized, amen, all that he was missing. Amen. When his eyes was open that day there in the synagogue. Amen. He saw the Zion's hill. Amen. He seen all the colors and all the beauty. He realized what he was missing. Oh, my Lord, he was not worried about, amen, finding his mother and daddy. Amen. But he was worried about giving glory and giving praise to the Lord. Oh, I remember, amen, when the Lord saved me that day. Amen. At the age of 18 years old, God opened my eyes and let me see, amen, what a world that I lived in and how I needed a Savior. Amen. I cried unto the Lord and the Lord heard my cry, and the Lord delivered me, amen, out of all my troubles. I want you to know today it's not been the same. My life took a turn, amen, for the best. I'm made to believe if God didn't open my eyes and let me see where I was headed, I'm made to believe I'd have been in trouble today. Amen. I was going down the wrong road, but the Lord opened my eyes. I want you to know today, my friend, if God would help me, I want to preach to you out there. Amen. This one thing I know. Amen. I was lost and now I'm found. And this one thing I know. Amen. I can't do anything without the Lord. Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. I realize that today. He's the one that giveth breath. He's the one that giveth life. Amen. We can't do anything in ourselves. Amen. One man said years ago, Mr. Brother C.M. Ward, an old Methodist preacher, this was his quote. He said, there may be many things in this life that you will never know, but to know this one thing is worth more knowledge of anything else. Amen, my friend, to know where you was and to be brought from it and to be saved from sin and come to the knowledge of the truth is worth more to you today than all the knowledge the world has to offer. My friend, we must realize today that we're lost without God. How can a drunkard get help today till he realizes he's a drunkard? How can an addict, amen, be free from his addiction until he realizes he needs help? Amen. God takes the 9th chapter of John and uses a story of a blind man to help us understand salvation. My friend, the devil blinds your eyes today. He don't want you to understand that the times are waxing worse. The devil don't want you to know today, amen, that the end of time is on hand. The devil wants you to think, amen, you're going to live forever. Amen. But realize this one thing, my friend. Amen. The Bible said it's once appointed unto man to die, and after this, the judgment. Oh, I'm glad today he opened my eyes. Amen. I want you to know today, it takes pain, amen, to appreciate pleasure. Amen. It takes sickness to value health. It takes war, amen, to understand peace. Amen. It takes to be in prison before you can receive freedom. And my friend, these attributes that I'm quoting to you is to help you to understand you must first be struck blind before you can see. I read of a man called Apostle Paul, amen, the persecutor of the church, a man that did not understand God's plan, a man that put the Christians in prison, a man that tore people asunder, had men crucified, even had the prophet Stephen stoned, amen, while he held his garment, amen. But one day, amen, the Lord struck him blind on the street called Straight. A bright and shining light fell down from heaven and struck him blind, and the Bible said, amen, Paul cried unto the Lord, and Jesus answered unto Paul and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And God opened his eyes and let him see, amen, that he was serving an almighty God, coming against an almighty God, all-powerful God. Amen. The Bible teaches us that Paul, amen, that God changed his name from Saul to Paul. Amen. And from that very moment, amen, God led him to the place that God had told him to go. And God sent Ananias to open his eyes. And when Ananias came and opened his eyes, he said, Brother Paul, the Lord sent me here to open your eyes. And when his eyes was opened, amen, from that day forward, Paul became a great man of God, a great minister of the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you something today, my friend. Amen. You may be blind today. Amen. But when the Lord passes by and opens your eyes, I tell you what you'll become. You'll become a new man. You'll become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Bible said, behold, old things are passed away, and all things have become new. Oh, glory be to God, my friend. Listen at me today. It takes a blind man, amen, to miss heaven. I said it takes a blind man to choose the devil over God. It takes a blind man, amen, to choose the pleasures of this life than to have the life eternal and peace. Amen. But I want you to know today, amen, the same God that passed by in John chapter 9 and opened this blind man's eyes is the same God in this last, amen, in this last millennial years, that the Lord can come by and open our eyes and help us to see. David said, Lord, open my eyes, at least I sleep the sleep of death. David wasn't blind, but David didn't want to be blind, amen, to the cares and the material of this world. Lord, don't let me be lulled to sleep. Don't let me get drunk on the cares of life. Lord, let me be sober. Let me be vigilant. Let me be watching. waiting for thy coming. I want to preach to you today. One thing I know, I was lost and now I'm found. I was blind and now I see. What do you see, preacher? I see where I come up short. I see where I missed out from the blessings of God. I see what the devil was doing to me now. I see, sinner, listen at me today. Amen. You're blinded and you're being led astray. Amen. Because the Bible teaches us to whom you yield your members to, that is to whom you are a servant of. Satan grabs a hold of you and he binds you and leads you astray. But ain't you glad this morning that Jesus passed by and opened your eyes and let you see? I'm preaching today. There's one thing I know. That's what this blind man said. I don't know, amen, if he's a sinner or not. They accuse my Lord to be a sinner. Amen. He said, I don't know. But one thing I do know, amen, I was blind and now I see. Let's read the Bible. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, chapter 118 and verse 23, the Bible said, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. I want you to know today, these men that was, interrogating this blind man, these scribes and Pharisees in the temple of God, they couldn't understand how that a blind man could see. I want you to know today, if I could use that in my message, this world don't understand, amen, that how one day you're a drunk and the next day you're sober. This world can't figure out how that you can be in a broken home and after you give your heart to the Lord, He mends it back together again. This world can't figure out how that God can take a harlot and make her a mother of many children. Amen. And have a pure home. Amen. This world can't understand how that God can take an addict after a few minutes of prayer. Amen. Become whole and healthy and no more desire. All these men couldn't figure out how that a blind man was born blind and now he can see. I want you to know it's a marvelous thing in the Lord's hand. Amen. I said it's a marvelous thing in the Lord's hand. My Lord specializes in taking the crooked and making it straight. My Lord specializes in taking the wicked of this world and making them whole and sanctified. Amen. He said in His word, it's not my will that any should perish, but all come to everlasting life. That's why I'm preaching today. I want to give you that hope. Amen. There's a story I want to give you today. Amen. An old story that I read many years ago concerning the old violin. Amen. On an auction block one day, as the auctioneer raised the old violin, amen, it was tore. Amen. Strings loose. Amen. Wore down. Amen. Not much value. But as he raised it over the crowd, he said, who give me five? Who give me ten? Amen. Maybe a bit of a dollar, maybe two, till a man came among the crowd and took the violin from the auctioneer and he tuned up the strings. Amen. And he brushed off the dust. And as he began to play that violin, amen, the melody that come out of that instrument, how people began to cheer. And the auctioneer raised his voice and said, who will give me 100? Who will give me 2? Amen. What is the difference, my friend? It's the touch of the master's hand. Amen. When God gets a hold of your life after the devil ruins and tears down, my God takes it and makes it brand new again. Well, glory to God. Are you hearing me today? God can take your life and make it brand new again, because when it's in the hands of the master, he's the one that makes, he's the one that molds, he's the one that creates and makes brand brand new. I'm here to tell you today, amen, he can bring your life back whole again. Are you hearing this, old time preacher? This one thing I know, I was lost and now I'm found. I was blind to the Lord, but now I see. Oh, let's read this chapter. Let's understand what God can do. I know the world may ridicule. I know the world may make fun of you. Amen. They may say, he'll never make it. He won't last. Amen. They may even say, amen, he's got funny beliefs. I don't understand all that religion. The world's going to question you today. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, when you get that change in your life, your neighbors are going to know it. Your family's going to know it. They're going to say, amen, he's not the same man anymore. You'll be like the congregation said to this blind man. He's the man, or maybe he looks like the man. I don't know. Amen. But I'll tell you what happened. You'll be like this blind man. You'll testify, I'm he. I am the one. I'm the one that was lost. Amen. I'm the one that was blind. But the Lord passed by and healed my body. And he saved my soul. Are you hearing me today out there in radio land? I'm a preaching to you today. This one thing I know. I know what God can do. Amen. He's done it in my life. I know how God can save. He saved my soul from hell. I know God can heal that brokenhearted. Amen. I know he's the healer of all manner of disease. I know, amen, he can take that broken heart and make it whole again. I know this one thing, amen, that God can take a black heart and wash it with red blood and make it white. Whiter than snow. I know that my God can take your sins and throw them in the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered anymore. This one thing I know, amen, that my God sent his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, glory be to God. Let me read some more. It takes pain to appreciate pleasure. Amen. I read that, but let's read some more. Amen. You've got to make up your mind. Amen. In my closing remarks here, let me read this to you. Amen. When the Lord told the lepers, you got to go show yourself to the priest. And when they went and showed themselves to the priest, the Bible said they were made whole. He said to the blind man, amen, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the Bible said he come out seeing. Can I tell you today, if you want the moving hand of God in your life, you want the healing hand of God in your life, then you got to obey the word of the Lord. Are you hearing me today? Amen. Everywhere in the Bible, when you see the miracle hand of God, amen, it was after, amen, God specifically told them, and hear the word of the Lord. We've got the word of God, and he's still telling us today, come unto me. Amen. Come unto me and take of the waters of life freely. Well, I feel the preacher today. There's one thing I know. Amen. I'm found. I'm saved. Amen. I'm filled with God's Holy Ghost. And I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, I got that hope today. I've got that peace today. If I should die before morning, I'm going to God's good heaven. How do you know, preacher? This one thing I know, the Bible said his spirit bears witness with my spirit and lets me know that I am a child of God. You can know that today. I said you can know that today. Amen. God can give you that comfort today. Oh, I felt the preacher today to preach to you. Until we meet again next week at 11 o'clock. May the Lord richly bless you is my prayer. Amen.